This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sodell Concepts. Sodell Concepts is excited to open Thompson Island Brewing Company this fall, their 12th location. Thompson Island will be a 250-seat brew pub located off Route 1 next to Blue Coast Rehoboth. The brew pub will pay homage to the area and will feature an outdoor beer garden with fun activities at our beach. They're also excited to partner with Trog's Independent Brewing, which together they will feature award-winning craft beers. Their menu will feature amazing food crafted by Doug Rooley, which will include local fresh ingredients, wood-fired favorites that are paired perfectly with our beer. Follow along and stay up to date as Thompson Island Brewing comes to life. Make sure you follow them on Facebook at Thompson Island Brewing Company or at www.thompsonislandbrewing.com. Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing today?
It's going fantastic. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day, Sunday. Mm-hmm. The weather's amazing.
You
pointed it out. It is September 1st.
It's September 1st.
Is September like your favorite month?
No, it's the next cycle to the end of the year. It's that last stretch of making things happen. And in a month, actually, I'm getting married. So we have a 34-day countdown. I'm very excited.
I saw that.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I know that marriage sent me off into a new direction in life that it was awesome to do.
Yeah.
And so congratulations. I hope you guys have many, many years of exciting time together.
We sure will.
So I love September. First of all, my birthday's in September, so I'm getting ready to have a birthday. And it's always been like the big change, like for, you know, even growing up, it was usually meant school was starting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had that September birthday, so I was always the young kid.
Yeah.
I think I graduated high school when I was like 16, or 17. I'm not sure what it was, but
yeah.
So
when's your birthday?
September the 10th.
Okay.
I'm going to be 51.
Awesome. You look great.
Thank you. I don't know if that's awesome though. When that conversation comes up, I always say, "Yes, I feel like I'm doing great for 51, but
yeah.
I do feel it."
Yeah.
My body is slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grinding along. But I mean, I do feel good, and I saw you on Instagram, and I think just, you know, life coach, spirituality, you know, a wellness, you know, I feel like that's kind of where we're at right now with a lot of things. I'll just tell you a little bit something that I've been doing recently. Well, first, let's introduce you.
Yeah.
Pull that microphone up close.
Hello.
Grab some authority. There you go.
All right, I can do that.
Let's hear who you are. Introduce yourself.
I am Katie Cass. I am actually 28 years old. I was born in Northern Delaware, so I was raised in Hokesson. However, Rehoboth Beach has now been a part-time location for us now, my fiance and I also have two soon-to-be stepdaughters. They're 15 and 12. So what I do is I actually have my own business with a health and wellness company. Prior to this, however, I was a teacher. So I have my bachelor's and my master's degree in education.
Very cool.
And I loved it. I love
what grade?
Teaching and educating. I actually taught every single grade from K to 6. Every year I was moved around because of Delaware state budget cuts. So I needed to start over in a new grade level or wherever the position put me, or in a new school or in a new in a new district.
That's one of the challenges. I was in a profession that, you know, it's not like this is my profession. Now, what do we got here in the area? It's like, oh, where's there a job and where am I going to have to go to? And that's kind of sounds like that's how it is in teaching. Like,
yep.
We don't have any openings in first grade, but you could teach third grade.
Yep.
I'll take it.
Yep.
And away you go.
And I learned and I made it happen. I loved every grade. I think third grade was one of my absolute favorites because they're still young, but they're independent. So that age group was very, very fun.
My son's starting third grade.
Ah, see.
Sam. My daughter's starting second grade.
Awesome.
Yeah. And you're right. It's an awesome age.
It is.
He called me last night. He's like, Daddy, I shut my fingers in the door. I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? It's dented. It's got a dent. I was like, oh brother. But you know, it's fun because they, you know, they start having like conversation.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start wondering, if I brush my teeth, I won't have cavities. Is that like, that works?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. You know, that's just a fun.
They start asking a lot of questions.
Yep.
It's a good age.
It's a great age. Well, and what I was going to say is, and you know, I, you know, maybe because you had big blonde hair. You know, maybe that helps. I always, I don't follow people because of that, but I think I may take a second look just because the hair business and I'm a man.
Yeah.
But I look and it's just, you know, the spiritual stuff, and I love spirituality. And one of the things that's kind of been going on in my life right now is I stopped watching the news. You know, as a person that takes care of themselves, because I see you and your husband doing push-ups and stuff. You guys are into it.
I think you posted a
were you over at Rise?
We are. We go to Rise and we're down here.
I love Rise. Ryan's been on the podcast a couple times.
Love him. Yep.
Yeah. And Amanda, she's great too. So, in fact, we're getting ready to start. They're really the only gym at the time that would let me bring my kids.
Yeah.
And they let my 8-year-old Sam join at 8.
Nice.
As long as I'm hanging out with them.
Yeah.
So they're very kid friendly, which I appreciate. But, you know, we take care of ourselves physically. I see you have a colorful drink. I'm sure that that's got to be helping you some way. I
mean, everybody knows about the fizz sticks.
Yeah, the fizz sticks. So, but we take care of ourselves. We, you know, that's a given, right? Oh, you got to be healthy. But I was finding myself not feeling very healthy in my spirit,
in your mind,
in my brain. And I had been feeling a lot of anxiety and not a lot. You know, I'm not, you know, I definitely won't be taking any medicine or something like that. But I was just uneasy. And I finally realized I had to turn off the news. So I did.
And how do you feel now?
I feel better.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what a big role the news played. We've just been told, like, you know, we watch the news. That's what we do. That's what father did. That's what mother did. We sit down and watch the news. And then the news started telling me that Facebook and Instagram, you know, Katie Katz is telling me how I'm supposed to feel. And I'm like, well, that's annoying. But then what I realized is the news is telling me how I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah.
And so, and it's a job, I get it, but I just turned it off. And I have a little app I follow called, I think, Newsbreak or something, which gives me all the news, and then I can refer to it. If I want to go in deeper, I go in.
What you put in your mind ends up surrounding you. And it's what you think about all the time. It's what you then bring about, and the vibes from the news don't really...
Well, and I live in that reactionary life. You know, I'm always reacting. Yeah. Like the latest one... The straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, was the Amazon's burning. And I'm like, oh, my. Because I'm like, I wouldn't even think you could get a match to light in the Amazon. You know, it's very moist, you know. But here it is. It's burning down. They're burning it down. And I can tell you right now, Katie, I've never seen an article or an episode on the news about this thing. So if it's happening, you know, that's terrible. But what I did is I went into this Newsbreak app, and I couldn't find an article on the Amazon burning. I'm like, well, geez, if it's that big of a deal, you would think it would be here. So whatever's going on over there in the Amazon, ABC News decided they're going to start feeding it to me. And I'm like, I'm over it. So I shut all the news off, and it's been very nice.
Yeah.
I feel like the news tries to treat the world as a community. You know, like, oh, this is... a community problem. The Amazon burning down is now a community problem. And it's like, I got enough stuff to worry about in my community, much less the Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So I guess the point of my story is that I'm trying to take care of myself
mentally.
A little bit better mentally and spiritually.
Yeah, it's great.
What do you think about this, Katie?
I think it's awesome because I do believe that when you wake up every single morning, everyone needs to have a morning meeting with themselves. And what I do is actually I take my book, I take my notebook, and I have another little book. So my notebook goes with my book. So I'm always taking notes when I read. And every day I strive to read 10 pages every morning, just of a leadership book, of a personal growth book. John Maxwell is one of my favorites. Rachel Hollis is phenomenal. Nice. But then I have my mini book, and it's called Goal Getter. And I got it on Amazon. It's just a cute little to-do list book. But in it, I can put down the things that I'm grateful for. And I can also write down my affirmations. So there are the top three to-dos, and I write down my main top three things, and then there's a section that says other to-dos, all the nonsense, like, let me just work out, let me cook the food, I got to go to the grocery store, whatever it may be. But the part of the affirmations, it says, I am dot, 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 and that's where I write, I am an executive national vice president. That's the next level that I can hit, the tippy, tippy top. I'm already at the top level of Arbonne, but the tippy top level of Arbonne, helping someone get to that level with me is what it means. I say, I am proud of who I am. I am fearless. I am a great leader. I'm an exceptional wife, even though I'm not a wife yet. I say what I will be. So I basically say things that I want to be and I'm striving to be, because then it, in my mind, it allows me to really believe that in myself, which then does a shift in your brain of actually believing it. So that's one of my main things. And then I write down what I'm grateful for, at least 5 to 10 things that I'm grateful to. A lot of it says Todd is always number one, because Todd and his love, because I truly believe that because of the way that he loves me and how he cares about me. And how
is Todd your fiance?
He is.
Okay.
And
Todd.
Todd's my fiance. He's allowed me to grow in ways that I don't think I once would have, because I feel so secure. And so like someone does believe in me too. So not only do I believe in myself, I have someone else that's, feeling the same way, which then lifts it up. Other things are Rehoboth Beach and having a beach house down here. That's a huge thing that I always write, because I'm grateful to that. At 28 years old, to have that opportunity it's phenomenal. So,
well, we ride, yeah. I obviously live down here, and we get to, I always ride my bike on Wednesdays with my buddy James, and we ride to the boardwalk, and we're riding along the boardwalk. And that's awesome. And I say to him, I'm like, we're pretty lucky, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice here.
Yeah.
We forget, because we hang out here so much, mm-hmm. how amazing it is. But it is a blessing to be, at least associated part-time, full-time, whatever it is. I will say full-time, it starts to get a little bit on your nerves, the traffic. That's another thing, this is the time of year where you can start doing projects again.
Yeah.
At some point during the summer, you get one trip out, and then that's it. Whether it's to the grocery store, to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of sort of kidding, but you're not doing a lot of trips back and forth down the highway.
No.
You get one thing, and that's about as much as we can stand.
When we go up to Rise, we do what we can. We're like, let's go to the grocery store here. If we're going to go to Walmart, we're going to go now.
Yep.
Well, we're not going to keep going that far up.
Can you meet me on the northbound side? Because I'm not coming. It's like my wife and I wanted to go to the outlet. It was so funny. Yesterday, I was like, let's go to the beach. Well, I had to work. And then I was like, let's go to the beach. And then it's like, how about the pool? How about the outlets? We just finally ended up going to buy sunglasses. But I'm like, I don't want to go to the Nike outlet because you get locked in there.
Yeah.
You can't get out because of the people coming out of Fresh Market or the people trying to make the U-turn.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to plan. So the point was, it's like we're starting to come out. Like, oh, I can start maybe doing, go to Lowe's.
Yeah.
Or replace some light bulbs or something.
It's that time of the year. That's what we were talking about, that quarter. That September is when all the routines start back in. I feel like everyone finds their flow again. Summer was so fun, but it's time to get back into the routine. And I'm all about routines. I'm all about checklists, and I love it.
You got books.
I got books.
Multiple books of layers of books. Well, and I like how you talk. You like to live an attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Have to. You have to be grateful. If you're not growing, you're dying. It's only one way or the other. You cannot be in the middle. So for you to be working on your spirituality and working on your mindset, that is the only thing you have. Your brain is with you forever. And if you're growing that and building that, you're only going to affect other people in a positive way. Mm-hmm. When you're positive and you're compassionate and you're spreading your passion, I don't know if you saw my license plate, but
passion. I bet. Let me see if I can get that one.
Yeah,
it's there.
It is. And I had it on hold. And then once I got my new Mercedes, I did get the passion put on it. But that word makes me smile, because I feel like it does. It sprinkles on other people around you when you have passion. And when you have passion for what you do, like maybe these podcasts, you obviously have a passion for them, learning from other people around you in this community. It spreads to others and it makes an impact. And you need passion in order to do that, because you cannot fake, you can't fake being genuine. You can't fake loving and, being in whatever it is that makes you thrive. You can't fake that. So passion to me, it's real, and it's my team name. It's it's what we're about. It's what we lead with. It's what we grow in what we do. So,
well, how do you do that and still not push everybody away? Because I'm gonna tell you, you know, we do love, we appreciate some passion, but mm-hmm. you know, if we're not on board, can we be like, oh, really, with that passion, you know? So I know I'm involved. I do all sorts of stuff. I've built apps. I've done podcasts. I've made things, and I'm like, one of the first things I've learned is I can't really rely on my closest friends and family to give me that main support. Because you know what? It's just you need a few degrees of separation from your close core of people. Mm-hmm. Because you know, like I'll say, hey, did you check out that podcast? Oh yeah, I was gonna check it out. Maybe I think I had a few minutes this weekend. It's like, really?
Yeah.
But you know, if I talk to somebody that I've never met, they're like, oh, that was really a great podcast, or you know, that was a great guest. Like they'll give me the chance. Mm-hmm. My core group of people that are around me, they're less likely to be as supportive. They love me, mm-hmm. but you know, do you ever find that as a challenge?
Yeah. I can tell you when I hear this all the time, I actually, it's one of the main hesitations in the business that I have today. When I first started out with Arbonne, it's mm-hmm. a health and wellness company. When I first started
and
out,
we're going to get to Arbonne.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We're going to let you have your moment here.
Oh, it's okay.
I love it.
But yeah. So my parents, especially my dad, he's a CPA. And mm-hmm. when I first brought this to his attention, I'm a teacher, you know, I just graduated, I just landed my job. And here I am telling him about a business that I'm going to start on the side. And he immediately, it's not that he was being mean. He just kind of was like, yeah, okay, Katie. And you said that you're going to earn a white Mercedes. You're going to earn all this Tiffany. You're going to go on trips. I don't believe you. And he said, when you get that Mercedes Benz, you give me a call. And that was it. He didn't support the business in the beginning. He wasn't really, you know, involved in doing what I was asking. My mom, however, jumped in right away and was like, whatever I need to do, just let me know. But my siblings, I remember it was one Thanksgiving dinner, and I feel like there was one of my siblings said, no Arbonne talk at the table. And just shut it down.
Just hate, right?
And I was like, 4 months in, I'm like glowing. I'm just so happy about helping all these people. And it was at that point my passion. It was my desire. I wanted everyone to understand how excited I was about this company and that they needed to do it or they needed to get involved. And when one of my siblings had said that, I just kind of shut down. And I remember crying. And I just was so upset about it. And at that point, I realized it doesn't matter. My business is still going with or without them. And I'm happy. And that's what matters. And over time, they're going to understand that. So I kept putting one foot in front of another and smiling around them. I just started to take ownership for what it was. So for you, taking ownership with this, you're already doing that. You're taking ownership for this podcast. You're sharing it with others. And whether they want to click on it and listen or not, you're still putting it out there and you're not letting them stop you. And the number one thing that I find with that hesitation of what other people think, that it's not filling your heart. It's not paying your bills. It's what you do is going to fill that. It's going to pay the bills. It's going to fill your heart. You feel like you're giving back to the community and making a difference. And that's going to allow you to sleep at night, making sure that your closest people are, you know, proud of you and happy for you. Because eventually I can guarantee you they will be when they see it unfold and continue to grow.
Well, and I also think a lot of people are just unhappy. You know, a lot of people wish they were doing this. Maybe a lot of people wish they, you know, got the white Mercedes. I mean,
it's a little bit of, you know, I don't want to say like a lot of, some people find jealousy. Other people know in their heart or just believe in their heart that they are not capable and they could never do something like that. When in reality, everybody could, if they gave it a go and flipped their mindset. But it comes back to working on your mindset. Yeah. If you're a negative person, you're going to attract negativity. And if you're a positive person, you're going to attract positivity. Now, is everybody in our lives positive? No. But there are people in our lives that are negative, and you need to know when it's the right time to be around them and when there's the moment to walk away and not, you know, spend too much time with them, but obviously love them where they are. And well, I believe in that.
A lot of these, let me see, I don't want to say that. There are companies that provide people to start their own business, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, Arbonne or And I honestly, I didn't even know that you did Arbonne till we started talking about this. I didn't do any research into it. But, you know, there's other companies that are somewhat similar. I don't even know. And we're going to find out. Definitely. But I'm sure there's other companies that are similar, you know, that allow a person to, you know, maybe stop doing what they're doing and try to take on and become a little small business owner. And you know, the world is out there if you're willing to work hard at it. You can't rely on your friends and family. You know, when I started doing the podcast, I go, the Mary Kay phase is over. You know, like I've hit up all my friends and family. Now I got to start going out there and shaking hands and meeting people.
Yeah.
And it's scary. You know, it's scary. But when you are doing something, like I love doing the podcast. People always say, how much money are you making? I said, I don't make any money. It's free. Did I charge you?
No.
This is free.
No.
I mean, I didn't do any. I mean, this is it. You know, what could I charge for? It's just chatting.
Yeah.
But that's always, how much money do you make? And I go, listen, if that's what's important to me, I'm not going to love doing the podcast. I'm not coming on a Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to come chat with you.
Both of
us. If I'm getting paid, then it's going to be
voluntarily
like,
doing this on a Labor Day weekend.
On Labor Day.
September 1st, and it's 8 a.m.
And honestly, I could not think of a better thing that I would rather be doing than sitting here on this morning and chatting with you.
That's awesome.
I dig your passion. I dig it. And I look at all these people on Instagram, and that's kind of, and that's the next thing I want to really kind of want to talk about is building a brand.
Yeah.
The social hustle, right?
Yep.
You know, you got to post videos, you got to post inspirational stuff, you got to share it, you got to ask your friends to share. It's not an easy gig. People say, "Oh, you're working for yourself, you're so lucky." No, it's first of all, it's not luck. You work at it. But it's not an easy ride.
You got to grow. And honestly, the brand that I've built, I've been building my brand for the last 4 years, I would say, but truthfully, really being consistent with it the last 2 years, really drilling down into, okay, who is Katie? Like, who am I? What can I offer to people? What is my brand? How can I help them? Is it fitness? Is it health? Is it mindset? Is it being a leader? Or is it just being positive and giving people some positive messages to read when I post a picture. So I found that you needed to pick your top thing. What is it when people come to your page that you want them to learn? So yours obviously is a podcast right now. You have a salon too though, right? So two separate brands here.
Well, the salon allows me to do the podcast.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, with the podcast, it's the message. What message do you want your people to obtain? And that's what needs to be included in the caption. That needs to be the identity of this. And yours, I feel, when I looked at Rehoboth Social, I found that it was about community. Mm-hmm. It was about this area and what's going on in Rehoboth. What's going on with all of these businesses and restaurants and fitness centers and all of that? And how can this community come together and all learn one another? And how can we all work together and grow together and do things to benefit one another? And that's where I thought that's where you fall into place. Mm-hmm. So that's where you would every day post one thing and really like, instead of just the podcast, you would throw in there, okay, how, like, this is what's going on in the community, and this is what we just talked about, and this is what I learned from Katie or Ryan or anyone. So,
well, and it's also about, you know, we got Katie.
Yeah.
And then we got the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the podcast is really about the bridge, you know, humanizing, you know, the hustle. You know, we see the success. We know you were born, so we know you came to the planet at some point.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. And it's really always about the person, because I remember sitting on my couch going, I wish I could just open my own salon.
Yeah.
You know, and my buddy Matt's like, dude, either open your own salon or shut the F up.
Right. Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it. Mm-hmm. What's the worst going to happen?
Right.
And I was like, okay. And then he helped me. And then I got into it. And then it opened a whole new can of worms, you know, a whole new set of fears, which I love. I mean, it's allowed me to grow and work through it. But, you know, I know there's someone sitting at home right now going, geez, I wish I could do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you having you on the podcast, they'll be like, yes. And you know what? It's, and you know, this is a pretty low key podcast, but my buddy Matt always used to say, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it's all going to work out. You know, and sometimes I have to break it down like that. I'm like, Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
I got a chance.
Yeah.
I always say to my kids, what do you want to do today?
Yeah.
What's your chance? Well, you know, what do you want to do? The world is out there. What do you want to do? And it's, you know, it sounds like that's kind of the step you took. I'm ready to give up being a teacher and start doing some of this. So let's talk about this, what you're up to, because I didn't even know about all this, but I do like the color of that drink. It looks like, what's it called?
I have one for you. It's a citrus fizz stick.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Down with the citrus fizz stick.
It is. It's like a healthy Gatorade, but it basically has your vitamins in it and a plant-based caffeine, so I don't drink coffee anymore. Mm. I know he offered me a cup of coffee when I came in. I was like, oh, I'm
he
okay.
He being me.
Me.
Well, it was plant-based. It's pumpkin spice.
And yes, yeah, so I have my fizz stick, which gives me my caffeine in the morning.
Is there a problem with coffee?
If you're drinking organic coffee, you're okay. But what we do in Arbonne is we try to get the toxins out of the body, and coffee is actually an acidic drink. So when your body's in an acidic environment, that's where disease and cancer thrive.
Mm.
The thing with coffee is a lot of the coffee beans fields that are treated with pesticides and things. So you got to get organic coffee. That's what I would recommend.
I do try to drink organic coffee. This, on the other hand, is not. I don't think. This is Wawa.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice. And I bought it and I brewed it.
Hey, it's September 1st. You got the pumpkin back in your life, right?
Yeah, so.
Pumpkin everything.
So no more coffee. No, check that one off the list.
We got to get you fizz sticks.
So what is it? So is it, I'm just going to kick back and learn. Just explain all the stuff that's going on with the Arbonne company.
Okay, so, well, I guess I can talk about my journey with Arbonne, like why I even started, because I feel like that's the best place to start, because I did not know what Arbonne was. I had never heard of it in my life.
So were you, so were you like at a point where you needed to do something different? Were you just frustrated with what you were doing, or did the company, did the idea come to you and you were like, I can't ignore that?
It was, I was a teacher. I made about at the time I was living with $50 to my name. So I needed to work a lot of side gigs. So I bartended at night. I actually used to bartend at North Beach back in 2013.
Nice.
But I bartended up north in Northern Delaware at night and on the weekends. I also was babysitting to make money. And then I was coaching cheerleading after school to make an additional income. On top of all of that, I was working on my master's degree so that I could bump up my teacher pay and maximize it. And I was drained. What ended up happening, because I was working so much, it took a toll on my health. I gained 50 pounds since I graduated from college, and I ended up developing a lot of health issues, digestional issues. Mm-hmm. So IBS, reflux, heartburn, anxiety, depression at one point. I was napping every day after school. I was breaking out. I was so insecure in my skin, which that's not the Katie everybody knew. Everyone knows the smiling Katie, the one that just wants to make people feel good and the one you can just give a hug to and she'll be there for you, right? And I lost her. I lost my light. And it was at that time that I walked into my friend's kitchen. She was a parent of one of my students previously. I hadn't seen her in 3 years and she looked phenomenal. And 3 years prior, she did not look like she was that day in her kitchen. She was glowing. She was 25 pounds lighter. She was smiling ear to ear. She's in this gorgeous home and had a white Mercedes in her driveway. I noticed it. And I was like, man, I'm babysitting for her. I'm 23 years old at the time. And she's going to the gym and she's going out to lunch with her friends. Like, she gets to do this. And I'm here on a summer day as a teacher babysitting. And I just wanted a break, honestly. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to feel better. So I said, what did you do? Like, how did you do this? I want to do it too. And she just said, Katie, it's Arbonne. It's the 30 days to healthy living program. You need to do this. And I saw the products on her counter and I was skeptical. I already tried other products. Nothing worked, basically. I didn't know how to eat. I ate takeout every night. I was drinking wine while I graded papers and watching Netflix. Like, that was my routine every day. And while it may be some people's now, it's not where you want to stay. So I jumped in with both feet and I said, I'm going to do this, but I only have $50.
So you got into it because you were looking to make some changes in your life.
I wanted to make changes
health-wise.
In my health first. But at that same time, I said, I had $50. I can't buy the program. So what can I get? She said, you need this business. And I said, oh no, like, no, 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 no. And then she told me about it. And I still to this day remember four key things that stood out to me. And the first one was that I could lose the weight and really feel good. And I saw her results, so I knew it would work. The second thing was that you could make an extra $1,000 a month and or more. And at that time, all I needed was $1,000. So that first level of the company, it's $250 to $1,000 a month. And you could do it in a month. You could get there in a couple weeks if you wanted to. So I just said, oh my gosh, that would be phenomenal. The third thing was the personal growth. And what I say about Artabon is we are a personal growth and development company with amazing products, plant-based products attached to it. So I knew I needed to find my confidence because I didn't have it. And she told me that she could teach me. And I was like, well, all right, I trust in you, I guess, like, but I'm scared to death. And then the fourth thing was that you could earn a Benz, a white Mercedes-Benz cash bonus.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself that that was just a pretty neat perk, but I didn't believe that I could do it. I did not see myself there. So at that time, she said, Kate, you need this business and you need to get this 30-day challenge. And I said, okay, how do I go all in here? Like, what's the right thing to do? Because if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. But I only want to go to the first level of the company. There's only four. I said, I just want to go to level one. That's it. Okay.
Just a little bit.
And I ended up putting it on a credit card that I'd never used. I had a credit card, but I never put anything on it in my life. And at that time, I ended up starting the business for $49. That's it. $49. And then I got two of the 30-day challenges and two of the skincare lines. So I went all in. I got double because I wanted it for myself, but I wanted it for other people to try. So I knew at that time, like, let me just go for this. And I went slow in the beginning, but I did the 30-day challenge and I lost 16 pounds. My mom jumped in with me. She lost weight. My neighbors across the street did it. My teacher friends started to get inspired. And what happened for me was I got to get off of all the medications that the doctors put me on. Mm. I no longer suffer with any of the things I listed before. My anxiety has left the building. My depression has been long gone. But the beauty is I learned how to manage it. I'm not saying I don't ever get anxious or stressed out. I just learned how to manage it. And I also learned how to gain energy again and clear my mind and clear my skin. And in result, I lost weight. So while it may not be losing weight for some people, it's all the other stuff that we were talking about in the beginning. That's why I was so excited when you were saying you needed to clear your mind.
Yeah.
Because that's what this did for me. And I started to work harder. I started to develop more relationships. I was more confident so that I would actually go and talk to people that I never once met before. And I'd be okay doing it. So, you know, it only improved my teaching ability in the classroom. And I got, because of Artabon and that first level, which I ended up promoting to, that $250, that $250 paycheck, that $500 paycheck, that allowed me to walk away from bartending. That allowed me to stop babysitting. Just that little bit of money. And it was amazing because I gained time back. So then I started to fill those holes with building this Artabon business and telling other people about it. So it also ties into that warm market, your friends and family, right?
Yeah.
And did I talk to them first? Of course I did. But then I had to branch out of my comfort zone. And I cried my eyes out when I had to like ask somebody that I hadn't talked to since high school to hear me out about this. But she's such a nice girl. The first person I ever called, I was like, oh my gosh, you are just... She was an inspiring person, but I hadn't seen her in so long. And I'm like, let me just call her. It's fine. I just want to tell her about this because I would love to work with her. And she said, yeah. And we just started building the business. And then from there, I got the guts to ask somebody else and people that I saw that I believed in and that I would want to work with. Those are the people that I asked. I don't ask people that are negative. I don't ask people that complain all the time. I ask people that give me the messages of I don't have enough money to do that, or I can't this weekend because we need to wait till we get paid next week, or I can't take my kids on vacation. I just so wish that we could go away and not be home this summer. Like, I listened to teachers that were saying that, to friends, to so many people. And what I realized was, everyone's looking for a little bit of extra money, and what is it going to hurt? So as soon as I gathered that and I had my results, of doing the challenge and clearing my skin and getting rid of my rosacea. My hair got stronger. I just felt good in my skin, but I wasn't working out. I just was eating healthy. So I fell in love with that. And from there, the business started to grow. And people started to see my results and my testimony because then I was down 30 pounds within about 6 months. So I started this journey in July of 2015. By Christmas, I had everybody around me in my life, friends of friends, family of friends, asking, Katie, what is this challenge? I want to do it. And so that's where everything skyrocketed. Within 5 months, we ended up at the second level of the company. And I did this in 30 minutes to 1 hour increments of work a day. I was still teaching. I was still getting my master's and I was still coaching cheerleading, but I just was weaving it in the nooks and crannies. And so within 5 months, we promoted to that second level, which is $1,000 to $4,000 a month. Mm. And at that level, I matched my teacher pay. So I was 24. I felt like a millionaire because I literally had a dual income as an independent 24-year-old girl. Mm. And I could finally go shopping. I could go out to dinner with my friends. I could afford, you know, to get a glass of wine and not be like freaking out about it. I could get my nails done. I could get my hair done. Like, I wasn't living paycheck to paycheck anymore. So that's what the message that I started to share with everyone. You could literally do this within 6 months. Where could your life be? Within 3 months, where could your life be? And that's when I started to develop that leadership and that encourager role of helping people to discover that they could be more than they are today. And it just takes walking, putting one foot in front of another. So within 10 months, I kept obviously going because I wanted to help more and more people. My team started to grow 3 people to 10 people to 12 people. And then we promoted to the third level of the company in 10 months. This level is where you make $4,000 to $15,000 a month. And I was able to call my dad back and say, Dad, I know you've been watching me. I know that you know what I'm doing, but I got the Benz. I earned the Mercedes Benz and we're going this weekend. Let's do this. And he said, are you sure? Are you positive? And I said, absolutely, this is real. We got to the Mercedes Benz and he basically said, as a CPA, this is legitimate. I cannot even believe my 24-year-old daughter is driving out of here with a white Mercedes Benz paid for by the cash bonus program that Arbonne has to offer. So that day I rolled back up to school and that's when the teacher friends started asking, okay, what is this that you're doing? Okay, tell me more. I want to do this too. And the team just skyrocketed from there.
So they got inspired because of the car?
It was the proof that it worked.
The proof.
It was proof.
Yeah, it's awesome. But you got to be, you know, one of my biggest things is, how do you teach these, you know, let's say new team members? I mean, at some point, how do you teach accountability? You know, like something, we don't end up where we're at just because we have bad luck.
Yeah.
You know, we all play a role, whether, you know, obviously, you know, you're playing a role in your success, mm-hmm. you know, you're doing the work. You know, we also play a role in our struggles, you know,
yes.
when you put on 50 pounds, you know.
Yep.
A lot of people like to live as a victim. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, look what life's done to me.
Right.
You know, how do you teach accountability? Because there's been some periods in my life where, you know, it was on the downslope.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to become accountable. I had to start taking responsibility for where I'm at because that was the first way that I was going to be able to get out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, do you do any of that? Is that something that you try to, because, you know, it's an attitude of gratitude, being accountable. Look, we're here because of this. Let's recognize it. Let's move on.
Yeah. So we have a system in place that everybody is exposed to when they first begin. But I can tell you when it comes to accountability, people have to want this because if you are not committed, it's not going to work. And if you're not willing to change, make some good changes and just trust in what you've seen of the person that's gone before you, then you're not going to move. So what we do in Arbonne is really, really just in life in general, even with health or with this business or in just life, we inspire by sharing what we've been able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And so other people can see that it's been done. It's able to happen. But I also teach through the struggles. I teach them through what I went through. This was not just a walk up the mountain. It was like through valleys and hills and long dirt roads. And then I climbed up, but it was like a zigzag figure. And so, you know, we all find ourselves in a place where we can lose ourselves, or we fall off the wagon, or we just lose that motivation that we were looking for before. But in all honesty, I don't like the word motivation, because it's not about being motivated. It's about being disciplined. It's about deciding. And once you can make that decision and flip a switch, then you need to keep putting one foot in front of another toward the goal. Whether or not you take a few steps back here and there, you need to just keep going. So that accountability, I mean, I have a team of 450 consultants, teammates, and we show up once a week for a weekly team call on a video chat. And if you don't show up, I mean, that's on you. Everyone knows that your name's not there. Everyone knows that they can't see your face. So if you just start committing to one thing at a time, that's when the real change happens. And that's what I found with a lot of people, is when they know that someone is there for them, and they know that someone is always going to show up. I show up for my clients. I show up for my team. And they know that I'm there. I'm checking in constantly. It takes someone, you asking for that accountability partner, like whether it's your wife or, you know, as your kids grow up, it may be your son, but your best friend that you ride bikes with, it's that one person. You show up every Wednesday for him because you guys committed to that, right? So, like, that's where I found that this business really comes into play, and because we're there for each other. And if you don't show up, eventually that's going to become your new routine. But a lot of the times, even when people fall out and they want to come back because they miss the community and the positivity, we welcome them with open arms. There's no judgment. So I find that to be...
Well, you, how old are you?
28.
Yeah, 28. You know, I mean, I sometimes feel like I just found myself like yesterday, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, it's always evolving.
Yeah.
You know, just when you think you have it figured out, you're like, I remember the time I remember as a kid, I was like, maybe I should take out the trash. Like this, I remember this moment where I actually thought, maybe I should take out the trash.
Instead of your parents?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that's like, for some reason that always stands out like a real turning point in my life.
Wow.
I thought, maybe I need to do something.
Yeah.
I was talking to a lady yesterday, and maybe you probably know this since you're very educated. But do you know the wind does not blow? It sucks.
I did not know that.
Well, so, and this kind of is like kind of listening to how, you know, you talk about, you know, so a low pressure system will pass by, and that low pressure pulls air.
Yeah.
So we feel the air passing. We feel the wind, but it's not blowing on us. It's actually sucking towards the low.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yep. It's kind of like your business, right? You can't push, you can't blow everybody in. They got to be sucked into it. They've got to be inspired, pulled in.
Pulled in.
You can't, if you're pushing people, come on. Mm-mm. Where are you? You know, if you're calling somebody, it's just like, you know, I obviously own a hair salon, and I only do chair rental. I used to do commission.
Yeah.
When people would come in and it said here, and I got sick of that. So now I do chair rental.
Okay.
People have to pay to have a chair.
Okay.
I will only work with people that have some skin in the game.
Yeah.
That are being pulled in. Not if I have to push, I have to figure out your success, if I have to build your book, I'm not very inspired by that.
No.
Now, if you're here, you know, grinding it out, you know, driven, I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being pulled in by inspiration, I'm into it. If I have to push you,
yeah,
I'm not into it.
No. And we definitely steer away from the pushing. We try to lead by example and lead with gratitude, with love. We encourage everyone to be the best them. We help them in those divots that they find. Like, I will do a private call with my teammates and be like, okay, talk to me about what's up. And then, okay, how do you think that we can fix that? And then they'll give some ideas, and then I'll help them brainstorm of how can we reverse this and get you out of this pit that you may have found yourself crawling into. And the biggest thing that we always say is, if you find yourself in a pit, a pity party, you're having a pity party in that pit, don't stay in it for more than 24 hours. Climb out, get back on your feet, and start over again. You know? So we pull. We are definitely just trying to encourage people to want to be the best the best them. And honestly, like, we have to love people where they are. Cause I will tell you, in this, I definitely have people that just want to be at the first level of the company. I also have teammates that want to go to the Ben's level, that third level of the company. I have people that want to go to the fourth level with me and come to the top with me. The best part of what Arbonn has to offer is that it's a level playing field. Mm-hmm. Anyone can get to the top. We have the same products, the same website, the same system, same opportunity. It's just the desire and the work ethic is what sets us apart from others. And that's truly where it gives every individual their own independence, because we are called independent consultants for a reason. It's right. Your business. I am not your boss. You are your own boss. I am your leader. I am your encourager. I'm your accountability partner, your support system.
Guide.
But I am your guide, your mentor, but I am not their boss.
I always tell my kids, I'm not your father. I'm your sponsor. I'm your I'm your guide.
I'm your guide.
I'm your guide. Just I probably went through it, yeah. But you know, I can't.
You're the mentor.
Yeah, I don't know everything.
No.
So what, I mean,
I love that.
Yeah. So what is the, so what's the future? I mean, where do you hope to be? I mean,
oh my gosh, I love this question. It's all about vision. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you the same thing, you know, where do you see yourself going? But I can tell you the tippy tippy top with as many people as I can help get to the top. And the reason I say that is because that's where lives change. In order to get to where I am, we had to change thousands of lives in order to get here. While my team may be made up of 450 plus people, it doesn't necessarily mean all of those people are working. Right. I definitely can tell you that I want to see everybody on my team have the team that I have. I want them all to have their own tribe. And in order for that to happen, I just need to keep going. I want to be living my best life with my husband to be. You know, we get to travel the world because of Arbonn. When you get to that top level of the company, you get to go to Maui every January for you and your partner on Arbonn's dime. So we're going to Maui this January for 2 weeks. And I just want to keep doing things like that. I want everyone to develop the time and the financial freedom that they worked hard for, but also that everyone deserves to be present with your. Like you said, you know, you wake up and you ask your kids, what do you want to do today? To be able to ask them that and to have that flexibility to be able to spend time with them on a Wednesday or on a Monday or the day that they have off of school, or you can go into lunch and sit with them and eat, like to have that ability to be free is what I want to do with this community and the globe, because Arbonn's all over the place. But this Arbonn's my vehicle to be able to change people's lives and give them the financial and the time freedom that they deserve. So that's where I see myself going and not stopping, just becoming the best leader I can be and representing a company that's giving me in return, you know, in rewards for just really, truly helping other people in their life. So that's where I see everything headed.
Well, it is nice to help other people.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm almost twice your age, and it's at some point for me, I had to start redefining what happiness is, you know, and I love all the fun stuff and the trips and cars and all that stuff. And it's all great. But I had at 51, those, you know, for me, and this is, you know, we're different, but for me, that stuff isn't. I like cars too.
Yeah.
I mean, you park next to my car. Yeah. You know, cars are important.
Yep.
I always say I do like a good car. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't need a big house. I don't need a big trips, but I do, you know, I enjoy a nice car. But I've, you know, I had to start redefining kind of what happiness is. And it's, you know, the way I was raised, it was always, you know, subliminally about money. And money's great. You know, I have enough so that I can say that it's not all that.
Yep.
Because if I didn't have any, I would think it was probably more important. I'm at a nice middle. Luckily, I was able to get a house, you know, 20 years ago that's a reasonable price that allows me to live here. So, you know, my family would like to get more involved into, like, bigger houses. You know, we would love to buy a bigger house. But we had this conversation the other day. I said, you know, we don't pay a lot for a house.
Yeah.
It allows us to have freedom. You know, if a car broke down or we needed to do something, we're not handcuffed to the idea.
Right.
You know, so As I've gotten older, I've had to redefine what happiness is. But I know one thing. I like helping other people.
Yes.
And I like helping other people that want to help themselves.
Yes.
I didn't really know anything about you. You're very inspiring. It's very awesome.
Thank you.
You know, I appreciate that. I love that you came onto the podcast and have been such a great guest, because you never know.
True.
You never know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
I don't research. My buddy Corporate, he texted me yesterday because we have some big podcasts coming up this week. And this guy's like, Corporate, I call him. He's like, why don't you Google this person? Do some research on him. And I was like, oh. He's like, it's called work. Try it. I was like, hey. Dude, Corporate. But so then, you know, but this morning I kind of researched a little bit on you and I'm like, wow, look at this girl. She's really after it. So my hat's off to you. I appreciate it. I like a go-getter.
That's what we're about.
And helping other people.
Helping other people. And just, I just want everybody to own their life. I want them to really be proud to wake up in the morning and be them. That's truthfully when I came from such a hole of no confidence and no, I was so insecure and I was mad about the way that I looked and the way that I felt. And I didn't feel like I had a purpose. And that's now what I get to do. Wake up every day, tell myself, I am proud of you, Katie. Like, I am proud to be you. And the reason I'm proud is do I believe it every day? No. But every single day I tell myself that I'm proud. And the reason that I say that is because we're all human. We all have days that we just want to lay on the couch. But I wake up striving to help my team and the people affiliated with them to better themselves. I get excited about that. I wake up like, that's why I said September in the routine, because I know that that's when everyone shows up. Mm. Everybody, it's like they're ready to work. They're ready to get their hats back on. You know, eyes on the paper, ready to go. And that's that last quarter of the year for any businesses or, you know, fitness goals, anything that it is that people like, it's like another January 1st, September 1st to me, it's like another time to make some resolutions here and really make them happen by the end of the year. So that's
when we start wearing jeans.
You know, I hate that though. No, I want to go to Florida.
No, I love the, I mean, and you know, the seasons are important. Yeah. I mean, the
fall's
seasons
nice.
Are,
fall's very nice.
But you have to kind of go through one to appreciate the other, right? If it was summer here all year, I would not live here. I'd be out of here.
You probably, yeah.
You have to go through the fall. You appreciate it. You know, our jeans come back on, our light coats, some cool shoes.
I'm good with fall and spring, but winter, I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, see, I like winter. Yeah. I used to work outside, so I wasn't as big of a fan, but now that I don't, I enjoy the winter. I like the idea when it's, you know, February and March, maybe not so much, but
it's so bitter cold.
It's bitter. Well, and it's dark and it's gray.
I love the holidays, though. They are coming. It's gonna be phenomenal. But yeah.
Do you go to Florida?
Basically, I don't travel like to one location. But
so you like talking about it.
I love talking about this idea of living in Florida
so
for like 3 months.
So you're going to be here when
it's cold. I'll be here when it's cold. But I'll be in Maui. And then we go to Mexico on another Arbonne trip in February. And then in April, we go to Vegas every year. So that's all Arbonne based, you know, trips that you can either earn or they're just tax write-offs. But I don't have to like book another trip. You know, we didn't even book a honeymoon because we're going to Maui. So we're going to stay down here. The funny thing, after the wedding, stay down here for that whole week after in the place that we're always in, but we're going to go places we've never been, you know, go to a different restaurant, go to do other things that we just haven't done yet in this area and just enjoy that week together. And in our home, like in our home, this is where we want to go, move full time to the beach, probably in the next, I don't know, like within the next 10 years, we will do it. And we'll build our dream house. We did purchase a lot in Rehoboth Beach Country Club 1 year ago, actually, tomorrow.
Nice.
So we hit our year mark and we'll be doing that. So that's on the vision for what's coming and all and everything. So we'll be busy after the wedding
I want to move. I want to move to New Mexico. I grew up in Albuquerque. I'd like to have a second place.
Yeah.
There. You know, just a small little apartment.
Small condo. Because it'll take
condo.
Care of itself.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, I love.
I'm going to do that
I
one
I love
day.
The desert. I love New Mexico.
I'm going to buy it a condo somewhere.
We're going to, in fact, hopefully we'll try to get there at the end of October. But It is such a separation from Delaware, New Mexico.
I've never been to New Mexico yet.
We went to Mexico in the spring this year. It was beautiful, but still, I don't know, still oceany.
Yeah.
It was just, but when we go to Albuquerque, the whole attitude is different. Nobody cares. It's like, my buddy's like, I have a car you can borrow. I'm like, well, what kind is it? What does that matter? It drives. I go, right. Like I kind of get caught up in the visual stuff here. And in New Mexico, they're like, hey, it's just driving. Like, oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's a big change, but.
So that's your favorite place to travel.
It is.
Yeah.
I love it because we can go to Albuquerque. We drive up to Santa Fe. We can go to the mountains. We can go to the plateaus.
I want to go to California. I've never been. It's a big, big, big dream of mine.
It's okay.
Make it happen. It's okay. San Diego, you said,
Well, I lived
in
San Diego. Okay. I mean, it was beautiful, but it is just a lot of people.
A lot of people.
And that was 94.
Okay.
And when I lived there in 94, there was a lot of people.
So there's probably even more.
Well, and I see, anytime I hear somebody that's moving to California, I pay attention. And they move there.
Yeah.
And, you know, California chews them up, spits them out, and back to Delaware they come.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little bit better, but it's a lot. It's a big hustle out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to move? Hollywood? L.A.?
I don't want to move there. I just want to visit.
Well, you'll go and you'll be like, oh, my God, I loved it.
Yeah.
It's so warm.
Yeah. Cool. San Diego has always been on my radar, but I don't know. I would have to like ask some Cali friends that I have and see what would be the itinerary. where should I go? Because I have no idea.
So I lived in a town called Solana Beach,
mm-hmm.
which is you've heard of La Jolla.
Yes.
So it's just like two towns north of La Jolla.
Okay.
So it went La Jolla, Sereno Valley, Del Mar.
Oh, okay.
Solana Beach. Cardiff by the Sea, Encinitas, Leucadia, Carlsbad.
Wow.
Ocean View, Oceanside. And if I was going to suggest a place to move, I would say move to the North County. So you have like a big giant San Diego, and then as it heads up towards LA, it kind of streams down and then kind of hustles along the coast all the way up to like LA.
Awesome.
But it's beautiful, but down here in San Diego is a big city.
Yeah.
Now, this is 25 years ago, so it's probably even bigger.
Okay.
But, you know, along La Jolla and you've ever heard of Tony Robbins?
Yep.
He has him. Yeah, he's got a mansion right there at the edge of La Jolla.
Oh, my goodness.
Where his helicopter used to land.
Oh, perfect.
So there's some inspirational
people. See, there's some goals,
there.
Right?
Yeah, there's some goals. Well, there was also a guy that had a harem lived on the cliffs in La Jolla. But anyway, so that area, I think, is great.
Yeah.
If you can afford to live along the coast. But once you go inland, it's hot and there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I was just blessed because my dad had worked for a company in Sereno Valley. So we were able to live. I mean, my parents' house at the top of Villa de la Valle in Solana Beach, you could see the ocean from the front of the house. And it was one of these white, you know, terracotta roofs, red terracotta.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's beautiful. Awesome.
And the front, you could see the ocean, and they looked over Solana Beach Country Club. And in the back of the house sat a deck that came out the back that sat up in the treetops. Like the house sat on the edge, and then on the back side, it just dropped off. But the deck sat up in the treetops. So it had a hot tub, and then hot air balloons would fly over our house every night into Rancho Santa Fe. Rancho Santa Fe were like the people that own McDonald's lived.
You know,
it's the elite, you know, just gates, you know, a gated community. And so it was like paradise.
Yeah.
And I would come out on my bedroom. I had a sliding glass door. I'd come out in the courtyard. I'd be like, just eucalyptus. It was beautiful.
That's so great.
But if I lived there on my own, I'd be living inland.
Yeah.
In a broken down apartment because, you know, I mooched off my parents.
Right.
So I got the good life, but. Anyway, yeah, San Diego's great. California's great.
Awesome.
There's a lot of people. Well, listen, Katie, I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
You inspired me. You're a hustler.
Oh, thank you.
I like it.
This was fun. This was so fun.
Well, and you always got the door's always open for you.
Thank you.
Bring your husband back.
I know. We should have him on here. He's phenomenal. He's a fun one to talk to. He has so much. He's a financial planner. Yeah. He just opened an office down here in Rehoboth as well. So he has his office on the riverfront, Blue Rock, Dravo Bay. And then he just opened his office down here. However, he also started, if you've heard of the Delaware Mud Run, he founded the Delaware Mud Run.
Is that right?
So all those sponsorships, which with Arbonne, like my team was running for it. We sponsor that. We give back when we can. But all of those funds, all of the sponsorship donations that goes towards the Leukemia Research Foundation of Delaware. And they have raised over $1 million for this. And he founded it 10 years ago. And it's been
phenomenal.
It's actually, it just passed in June. So it'll be June of 2020 next year.
They don't do a fall one?
No, we used to. And we now have moved it to June because it's just better time for everybody.
Well, he can come on.
I would love that.
I'd love to chat with him.
He has a lot to share. And yeah. I know that there's so much more with just the Delaware Mud Run, with what he does with his business, that could really inspire people for sure.
Well, I tell you, we're doing a lot of podcasts. This would be, I think, our 78th podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of podcasting, and that's in like 3 months.
That's amazing.
So we're just...
You're really making an impact on this community. Just everyone to learn from one another. And I think that that's my favorite part about it all.
Well, we're also starting a podcast network. So the Rehoboth Social is going to be a network. So like on Sunday mornings or Sundays, Brian Mooney's doing a podcast.
Cool.
That guy right there with the sticker on the wall. He does Planet Earth, What's Happening. And then we have a couple other people that I think are going to start doing podcasts. So, you know, if you're ever... You know, want to inspire through podcasting, and you think you got you actually could probably do a good podcast.
I would love it.
But, you know, we're offering. So if anybody's out there that wants to do a podcast and they want to do it under the Rehoboth Social umbrella.
Yeah.
Text me.
Cool.
Call me.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, well, listen, enjoy your Sunday.
Enjoy.
The door is always open for you and your husband.
Thank you.
Future husband.
I know.
You guys want to come and chat about anything, you know how to get a hold of me. I appreciate you not freaking out that I reached out to you and said, hey, come on the podcast.
I was so excited.
Oh, well,
I was
good.
Like, this looks so fun.
Well, it's always.
Well, I also saw familiar faces from who you posted, and I was like, oh my gosh, Shell Brothers, Rise. This is our
Ryan's
community.
Ryan's been on a couple times.
It's cool.
He's got good content.
Well, there's a lot to share. Yeah.
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 Well, and
different,
you know,
topics.
So I always say the first one's to learn about you. The second one's just to hear what's going on. You know, whatever, if you got something that's coming up, you want to promote something,
you want to chat
about something,
mm-hmm.
or if you're just bored and want to be on a podcast. Send me a text. We'll make it happen.
Cool.
All right?
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day. Oh, wait a minute. Do you have a website? I do have a website.
Well, you guys can follow me on Instagram.
Okay.
It's KT_KACZ. Katie Kaz.
And I'm going to put all that in the description of
cool.
the podcast. We'll put, you know, your website and your...
Instagram's the easiest.
Okay. All right, Katie. Well, listen, have a great day. Tell your future husband I said, hey.
Yeah.
Todd. All right, dear.
Woo.
Todd. Is that his name, Todd?
Todd.
My brother's name's Todd.
Perfect.
I like him. All right. I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.